that when I got there, when I did that thing, when I ticked items off the list and arrived at that elusive place in the future, an ever-moving destination, then I would be happy. Then I would be whole. But when I did get there, when things I couldn't have imagined got crossed off those dream lists, I felt hollow and sad, and I was terrified that I was broken. That somewhere along the way, I had lost the capacity to have joy in my life. To feel joy on any level. Maybe that circuit in me was faulty, unfortunate and excruciating, but something that I might just have to live with. Then I thought, fuck that. This cannot be it. This half-mast existence, the volume turned down, the want always bubbling. This cannot be it. Can it? Maybe in a bid at self-preservation or sweet desperation, I started to consider that perhaps it wasn't me that was faulty, but my system. That was the first bit of compassion I had given myself in a while. A glimpse at what having my own back might feel like, and the realization that until this point I had been coupled up with a mean girl, myself. Maybe instead of striving to do all the things in the hope that I would somehow satiate the beast for a bit, I would confront her and give her a hug. I would kill her with kindness or smother her with affection. I would give her love, introduce her to joy, and force her to find herself. And so began a slightly different type of search. I do not have the answers. I am not an expert, but I do consider myself a human guinea pig, and over the years have built up a toolkit that I return to regularly. The heavier it gets, the lighter I get.